You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface, no download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Bill Gates sounds off on testing, the digital divide in education widens, and Facebook extends its work-from-home policy. Here's what you should know. Bill Gates isn't mincing words when it comes to the state of U.S. coronavirus testing. The majority of all U.S. tests are completely garbage, wasted. If you don't care how late the date is and you reimburse at the same level, of course they're going to take every customer. Because they are making ridiculous money, and it's mostly rich people that are getting access to that. In an interview with Wired, Gates addressed everything from the state of vaccines to misinformation on social media. Educators have long known about inequalities in internet and technology among students, disproportionately impacting Black, Hispanic, Native American, and low-income families. But now, as many school districts begin the year with at least some online learning, the students without these resources are at risk of falling farther behind. And Facebook is joining Google in announcing its workforce will be remote until at least the middle of next year due to coronavirus concerns. Facebook did, however, get a new lease on a 730,000-square-foot space in New York recently, signaling a commitment to an eventual office return. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.